If you want to see what I mean by the arbitrariness of categories, check the situation of polarized politics. The next time a Martian visits Earth, try to explain to him why those who favor allowing the elimination of a fetus in the mother's womb also oppose capital punishment. Or try to explain to him why those who accept abortion are supposed to be favorable to high taxation but against a strong military. Why do those who prefer sexual freedom need to be against individual economic liberty? I noticed the absurdity of clustering when I was quite young. By some farcical turn of events in that civil war of Lebanon, Christians became pro-free market and the capitalistic system, i.e., what a journalist would call the right, and the Islamists became socialists, getting support from communist regimes. Pravda, the organ of the communist regime, called them oppression fighters, though subsequently when the Russians invaded Afghanistan, it was the Americans who sought association with bin Laden and his Muslim peers. The best way to prove the arbitrary character of these categories and the contagion effect they produce is to remember how frequently these clusters reverse in history. Today's alliance between Christian fundamentalists and the Israeli lobby would certainly seem puzzling to a 19th century intellectual. Christians used to be anti-Semites, and Muslims were the protectors of the Jews, whom they preferred to Christians. Libertarians used to be left-wing. What is interesting to me as a probabilist is that some random event makes one group that initially supports an issue ally itself with another group that supports another issue, thus causing the two items to fuse and unify, until the surprise of the separation. Categorizing always produces reduction in true complexity. It is a manifestation of the black swan generator, that unshakable Platonicity that I defined in the prologue. Any reduction of the world around us can have explosive consequences, since it rules out some sources of uncertainty. It drives us to a misunderstanding of the fabric of the world. For instance, you may think that radical Islam and its values are your allies against the threat of communism, and so you may help them develop, until they send two planes into downtown Manhattan. It was a few years after the beginning of the Lebanese War, as I was attending the Wharton School at the age of 22, that I was hit with the idea of efficient markets, an idea that holds that there is no way to derive profits from traded securities since these instruments have automatically incorporated all the available information. Public information can therefore be useless, particularly to a businessman, since prices can already include all such information, and news shared with millions gives you no real advantage. Odds are that one or more of the hundreds of millions of other readers of such information will already have bought the security, thus pushing up the price. I then completely gave up reading newspapers and watching television, which freed up a considerable amount of time, say, 1 hour or more a day, enough time to read more than 100 additional books per year, which, after a couple of decades, starts mounting. But this argument was not quite the entire reason for my dictum in this book to avoid the newspapers, as we will see further benefits in avoiding the toxicity of information. It was initially a great excuse to avoid keeping up with the minutiae of business, a perfect alibi, since I found nothing interesting about the details of the business world, inelegant, dull, pompous, greedy, unintellectual, selfish, and boring.